This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Now, if you've been anywhere near social media in the last few weeks, you'll have seen the Vogue article that went viral after claiming that having a boyfriend is actually embarrassing. It sparked everything from memes to debates about independence, identity, and whether being in a relationship is suddenly an uncool thing. And to help us unpack what's really going on, we're joined by Kelly Hunt, who is a breakup empowerment and self-discovery coach. Kelly, thank you so much for hopping on the show. When you first saw the Vogue article saying that having a boyfriend is embarrassing, what was your first reaction as someone who coaches people through relationships and rediscovery?
I'd say my first reaction was probably, oh, this is going to ruffle some feathers, which it obviously did. I was really intrigued when I first heard about it, and I went in and I read it because, like with a lot of things, the title of the article is quite like catchy, like maybe a little bit clickbaity. Like you read it and you think that it's going to be something that's given out about boyfriends, given out about men, when it's actually not really about that at all. It's more so like relationships from the women's perspective and how that has shifted culturally across the world. It's even just when we look at like the window of social media, which is obviously like a blip in time, but I think when you read it, it's very like interesting, and I think you can really draw parallels with what we see on social media online. There was even bits that like I could relate to, and like I have a boyfriend, but like that I also coach women who are going through breakups and like are brokenhearted and single. So I like to think, and I have my own experience of that obviously as well, so I like to think I could kind of see it from both sides of the coin. But obviously it has ruffled a lot of feathers, but I would say a lot of those people maybe haven't read the article in full as well. But it's definitely very interesting and a bit empowering for women, I think.
Do you think it's an accurate portrayal of how people are actually feeling? Is it possible more of an online performance phenomenon that we'll all talk about that isn't actually true, or does it just depend on the context?
I would say I think it depends. Like, I think there's definitely a lot of truth to it in kind of how we are seeing women show up online, because one of the big points made in the article is that like particularly women who have like an online presence, they probably are talking about like celebrities and influencers, that type of thing. And the article talks about how before, a lot of women who are in relationships would post their boyfriends a lot, and their accounts would kind of become like their relationship accounts or their boyfriend's accounts. And you'd be getting like a lot of clicks and a lot of followers and a lot of comments purely based on their relationship. And people were recognizing that and kind of leaning into it. Whereas now, I think from witnessing some women who maybe were very public about their relationships, and then for whatever reason the relationship didn't work out and it ended, and then you kind of have that awkward moment online where a lot of people end up having to address the fact that they're not together anymore. And I think that's where the word embarrassment probably comes in. So I do think that there is probably like a lot of truth to it. Even when we look at like one of the other points the article makes is how before, if you were single and say in your 30s, there was that whole stereotype of like, you're going to grow old and alone with cats. Whereas nowadays,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, but look at where she is now. But I think nowadays, like if you're the single person, say in a friend group, okay, yeah, maybe you might would like to have a relationship and want to have a partner, but they're not looked at the same level of like pity anymore. It's kind of like, look at you being able to live your life and do what you want and go traveling, and you're able to still maybe buy a house by yourself in this economy, imagine. But like things like that, like women's the way women were relying on relationships has really changed, which now means women are enjoying being single a lot more than what they used to, because we don't need the status that comes with having a boyfriend. Now, look, as I said, I have a boyfriend, but like it's, and I don't think it's trying to look at women who are in relationships in a derogatory way. It's more so trying to highlight how things are changing and people's perspectives are changing and women's behaviour is changing.
People are talking a lot more about valuing independence and having your own identity, mm-hmm. which has been a mm-hmm. huge part of this particular story. But from your experience, what pressures are people facing today that are making commitment feel like a risk to their identity or to their independence in the long run?
Well, typically, I'd work with a lot of women who have anxious attachment styles. And one of the most common traits of somebody with an anxious attachment style is that their relationship and their partner can become their identity. And like, it's not something that happens overnight, just maybe even just more so over time. But getting to that stage where what your boyfriend likes, you like, all your boyfriend's hobbies become your hobbies, like your lives get like very, very entwined. And to a degree, that's lovely. And obviously in a healthy relationship, you are going to explore each other's hobbies. You are going to like spend time with other people's, your partner's families and friends. And there is a certain level of his life, your life and your life together. But for somebody, say, with an anxious attachment, who maybe they step over that line of where it goes too far and they're like fully entwined, if and when that relationship ends, that is a horrible place to be in, because not only are you struggling with the grief of the relationship and the heartbreak and all those good things that come with it, you also have a massive like identity crisis, because you don't know how to be on your own. You don't know who you are. Your goals maybe were centered around your partner. Your hobbies were centered around your partner. And then suddenly that breakup and that grief is 10 times harder. So a big part of the work that I do with women when they're coming out of breakups is kind of rebuilding that sense of identity and how they're going to maintain it when they start dating, get into relationships again, so that way they don't end up in this situation again. Because yeah, if you get into another relationship and that ends, that's fine, it's going to hurt, heartbreak always does, but you won't be starting from zero the way you might have been when you realised that you had no identity outside of the relationship.
As someone who helps people find themselves after relationships have ended and breakups have happened, is there a healthy balance between having independence and being proud of your relationship? You know, can they coexist?
100%. And this is where like I try to reassure the women that like I'm chatting to, that of course it's not a case of that you need to become this robot who's like not emotionally invested in your relationship. It's very important for a healthy relationship to be invested in each other, to like share some hobbies, share some likes and interests, spend time with each other's family, spend time with each other's friends, all that sort of thing. However, not to the detriment of like your own hobbies and your own life. And it's just about finding that balance then for yourself, where like if I was to use like say a really, really simple example, it would be if say you're somebody who has an anxious attachment style, or you used to, if you get into a new relationship and say you have plans on Friday night because you thought the guy that you were dating or in a relationship with was going to be out with his work colleagues or whatever, and then he comes back and he says, oh, that's after being cancelled, do you want to do something? There are a lot of people who would cancel the plans that they had in order to then fit in with their boyfriend's schedule. And that's just like a very basic example of how we shift our lives that we then end up centering around our partner. So to find that balance, it would be to make sure that you are also making time for your own friends and your own hobbies and your own goals, I think is a big one. It's that way you have, in my view, your partner should have his life, you should have your life, and then you have a life that you build together, but that life doesn't take away from your life as an individual.
So that you always have a sense of self. It's when you start to lose that sense of self and they become too entwined where it can lead to issues. So I find it's so interesting when you look at kind of the psychology behind it all, isn't it? Like, I imagine your job, you see so much and so many scenarios, and people come to you and they're probably so upset, feeling like they're the only one in the whole world that has felt this way. And when you can break down the psychology, I can imagine it's very, very beneficial. But if we look at the wider kind of scope around all of this, is there a danger possibly nowadays in glamorizing solo life and single life to the point where relationships are nearly getting treated as a weakness nowadays? Have we nearly flipped the switch the other way? It was all about, you know, dying alone and being a cat lady. Now we're saying this is the way to be. Like, do we need to find a balance?
I think definitely, yeah, there needs to be a balance, but I don't know if I think that how women are feeling more empowered in their single life, I don't know that it's having like a detrimental effect then on like men or like trying to get a relationship or women having a relationship with men. I think it's quite attractive to have a partner who does have a strong sense of self, who has a strong sense of their own identity and their own values, and to have like their own life. So that way, because like I know, like for me, I've a lot going on my plate. And if there was somebody, say, at home who was, I don't know, like waiting around for me and stuff like that, like he didn't have like his own things going on, things like I think that would put me off. Whereas like my partner would have his own hobbies and he'd go see his friends, he'd go see his family and all like different things. Like he fully has his own life without me. And then we come together. And I think a lot of women and the women who are finding empowerment in being single, I think that's the kind of energy then that they are bringing to relationships when they choose to have them. But women are also now in a position where they don't need a relationship the same way they did before. So like if you're going back in time where like women couldn't open a bank account, couldn't get a mortgage, that type of thing, or like to have any sense of status in the community, you had to have a partner. And if you didn't have a partner, you had nothing. We don't have that now. So now what women need from relationships has really changed. Like women don't need that provider anymore, let's say. So a lot of the time they're more so looking for someone who's going to be a partner, who's going to be a safe place for them, who's going to have like emotional intelligence and understanding and being able to work together as a team. So that shift in what women are looking for is changing. But I don't really think that's a bad thing. I actually think that can really benefit a healthy relationship as well.
It's probably when you look back in hindsight now, if we could go back and speak to our ancestors that were women who were in that circumstance where finding a relationship nearly was the be all and end all. If they could see us now having the opportunity to be, you know, empowered on our own and do things on our own and for that to be okay, I'd say that they'd be really impressed. It's such an interesting shift culturally to have seen. But going back to that trend that Vogue was looking at, if someone was to approach you and say that they felt embarrassed to admit that they're dating someone because how their friends or their social media might react, what would be your kind of piece of advice for them?
Well, I think you could kind of take that back to having a strong sense of self-worth and self-identity, because people's opinions, not all of them should matter to you at the same like level of value. Like the opinion of like your partner, your close friends, your close family, that's obviously an opinion that you value. But like strangers online or like people in your extended circle, the people are going to talk no matter what you do as well. This is the problem. So if someone came to me and they're like, I'm embarrassed to speak about my partner or speak about like this new chapter that I'm in, this happiness that I'm having, because I'm worried that people would judge me, I would remind them that they've done a lot of work on themselves to kind of get where they are. And if people have a problem with that, that's their problem. And that doesn't need to be your problem.
If there's someone listening to you this evening, Kelly, and they're trying to work out whether they want to be single in their life, in a relationship, or somewhere in between, what would be your piece of constructive advice for where they should start?
I would say if you are currently single and you're trying to figure out, do I start dating right now or do I spend some more time on my own? I would ask you, are you currently happy on your own? And are you feeling fulfilled? Now, it's not to say that you can't find somebody or get into a relationship when you're not quite at that peak singlehood empowerment phase, but it's just to say it's a great place to start to like fill your own cup, get yourself your own goals, your own hobbies, your own interests, build a fulfilling life. And then at least when it comes time to like, or when you find somebody or you start dating again, you are doing it from a place where you have a strong relationship with yourself, a strong sense of who you are, and that's an amazing foundation for a healthy relationship.
I think that's invaluable advice wherever you are on the dating sphere, whether you're in a relationship or if you are single. Thank you so much for that, Kelly. If people are listening this evening and they want to follow along with what you get up to, where can they find you on socials and things like that?
Yeah, my main place is Instagram at Kelly's Coaching. Kelly is K-E-L-L-Y-S. The coaching is also with the K. And yeah, I've got like a podcast and stuff so they can tune into that advice. But yeah, my main page is the Instagram.
Well, I'm sure people will be rushing over there now to get all of their relationship advice. But thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat. And I am looking forward to having you on again at some stage to chat about some
Thanks
other
so
wild thing that comes up on social
the
media.
Next article. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.